If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road. It's Copper.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayors now on 97.9 The Hill. As always, support for the segment comes from the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. And they are partnering up with the Carrboro Business Alliance this holiday season to remind you to shop small and buy local. Whether you plan to shop online or in person, they want to make sure that you know that local matters. I am joined in the studio, as it is normally the case on Fridays, talking Carrboro with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Lydia, happy Friday. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday to you also.
It is a kind of special edition of Conversations with the Mayors. I've been saying it all during the show today. Your last time coming on for this segment as Mayor of Carrboro, as it presently stands, because Carrboro Town Council has its organizational meeting next week, and Damon Siles is about to be sworn in.
Yeah, you know, Brighton, when I was coming over here, I was reminded that we started this after I got elected as mayor. I remember Aaron reached out to me after I was elected and said, hey, we want to start this new thing, Conversations with the Mayor's weekly program. What do you think? You know, and I guess I said yes, and I guess the others did. And so I think Barry Jacobs maybe was chair then, and of course Mark Kleinschmidt and Tom Stevens.
But, yeah.
You know, as I think about that, it's such a great service you all provide to our community. You know, touching base with the elected leaders of the four jurisdictions in Orange County every single week, you know. And I think that just adds to this, you know, sense of collaboration that we have in our community. And so thank you for doing that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And of course, we feel very grateful that all of the leaders make time in their very busy schedules to make sure that the segment happens, because, you know, you all believe it is as important as we do. So that makes it pretty special.
I do think it's unusual. I spoke with some fellow mayor some time ago, and I remember telling them about my weekly show, and I told them we all did it, and they were really kind of astounded by that. But again, it's just, I think it's awesome.
Well, there's been a lot that's happened since that this segment started and since you were elected as Carrboro mayor, and again, you announced you're deciding to step away at this time, and you know, Damon is you have voiced your support for him being the next Carrboro mayor. Certainly lots of exciting things there. But I don't know if you're a nostalgic and the kind of person who looks back a lot. I know that I am. So I'm curious, have you been feeling more of those emotions as we've been coming up to this month? I know we talked, you know, on election day when it was confirmed that Damon was going to be the next mayor, that, hey, now it's been officially decided. But as we were coming kind of to the end, what have you been thinking about?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously a little bittersweet. But, you know, as I tell folks, I've had no regrets, no second thoughts. Very excited to you know, pass the baton to Damon. But I have the last couple of days on Facebook, and for the next couple of days, I'm posting a few just kind of, you know, reflections on the last 8 years, if you will, you know, and thinking through just, you know, how special Tuesday night is going to be, not just, you know, me leaving my position as mayor, but getting to usher him in as well as a new council member.
Yeah, I know that this is a very general question, but what are some of the things that you're most proud of when it comes to your leadership in the town of Carrboro since you have been mayor? Because we have seen, I mean, so many different examples of how things have changed since then, and a lot of examples of Carrboro really standing up, trying to be not only a local leader, but a statewide leader, national leader in certain things. So I'm curious to what stands out to you.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are a lot of things I'm really proud of, and of course, none of it I can do alone. You know, I'm one vote of seven. But I do think that we have really used our small but mighty voice across the state on a lot of really, really important issues. And, you know, one way we've been able to do that is to plug in with groups like the Metropolitan Mayors Coalition. I know that, so that's me, right? I'm a member of that group. And it's really been helpful to talk to them about a lot of the values that are important to a small progressive community and be a part of that conversation around, you know, big items across the state that we've dealt with the last several years, including attacks by the General Assembly on our authority, attacks, you know, by the General Assembly on the LGBTQ community. Those are two I can think of right away, along with, you know, immigrants' rights and all other kinds of issues, racial equity and so forth, that are important to us.
Yeah. Carrboro has always had a distinctive character around its local government, too, I think it's fair to say, or at least that's certainly the case in recent history. So looking ahead, what do you think the future of the town is? I mean, of course, we've got the short term of Damon Siles, but, you know, as time goes on, as you step away for a little bit from the local government scene, you know, what do you think the future of Carborough is going to end up being?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the only thing that's certain is change, right? And, you know, with the shift in the board, with me leaving and with Jackie leaving the board, you know, we'll have a kind of a younger shift, if you will. I imagine we'll, you know, look to be implementing a lot of what we heard in our comprehensive plan conversations. You know, and a lot of that is going to, you know, change the physical landscape of Carborough somewhat. And I think that, you know, certainly be, you know, for the better in my opinion, in that it is informed by, you know, what our residents want and in efforts to do things like provide for all of our citizens, provide as much housing as we can, try to provide as much, you know, kind of mixed use as we can to support our local businesses and in our local economy. So I think that will really provide that blueprint of the way we're going to evolve the next several years. It'll be fun to see how that happens.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we've talked about this in the past too, but, and you mentioned it, you know, with all of our local leaders, all women. And so with Damon being elected, he's now going to be kind of the minority after, you know, it's not often you see a bunch of local governments in the same community having women as sort of the top leaders of the group. And I know that, as I said, we've talked about it in the past, even with the others too, but I imagine it's been kind of special for you, at least for these last few years, that Jen has been the mayor of Erin Hillsborough, where that is, you know, that's the case. Those are the folks you're working with.
Yeah, it definitely has been. I was at a chamber event a week or two ago, and they had a trivia question about the female leaders. You know, it was all of us.
Really?
But then you also threw in, I think, because they chose a year, I believe it was 17 or 18, where we also had Carol Fult as chancellor. Mm. We had Margaret Spellings as the president. And I think that we had our superintendent at the time, of course, was Dr. Baldwin. But all of the leaders pretty much in the county were female at that time.
Yeah, it's been a remarkable run, I think, anybody can say, by any fair measure. So I'm sure that there is a lot to be proud of, even if that's not necessarily the first emotion that comes to mind. But yeah, fun to look back on.
You know, and I, one thing I will say, you know, when I was a young girl, two of my favorite things to do were to be involved with baseball and to ride bikes, right? So I kind of chuckled when I was looking over some photos the last couple of weeks. You know, even as mayor, I integrated them as much as I could into my mayoral duties.
Yeah.
Had mayor bike rides and had the opportunity to be a part of the MLB play ball program. So that was a lot of fun.
I know a lot of people still, you know, these days they say when they're, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? They still say, well, I am still growing up, so I'm still trying to figure out what I want to be. Did you ever see yourself becoming mayor?
No, I never did. No, I never saw myself really going into elected office. It just kind of, you know, happened, right?
Isn't that how some of the greatest things do?
Yeah. I guess so.
We're speaking with Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Again, townofcarborough.org is the town's website. And you mentioned upcoming town council meeting. It's not only swearing in Damon Siles, but it's also swearing in Danny Nowell and saying goodbye to Jackie Gist. So we've got that to look forward to on Tuesday.
Yeah. It's our organizational meeting. So it's not really heavy with any kind of, you know, work in our tradition, but it'll basically start out once we open it up. We will immediately go into those oaths of office of everyone, you know, Damon. And of course, Randy got reelected, Randy Haven O'Donnell and Barbara Fushi, and then Danny Nowell will join the board. And then they'll make some comments. We'll have Fred Joyner, our poet laureate, you know, say a poem. And there'll be some resolutions after that, election of the mayor pro tem. And then just kind of usually that December board meeting sets the calendar for the upcoming year, makes all the advisory board appointments. And one thing I should mention, Brighton, it's on the agenda. One of the items on the consent agenda is a resolution to call for a special election to fill the seat that's vacated by the election of Damon to mayor. And so assuming that the calendar holds, that, you know, the primary doesn't get postponed, that will take place then on that, you know, March 8th election primary day. March 8th is when that special election would be held.
Got it. Yeah, that's pretty big news, too, because as we were talking about on election day, too, you know, Damon going to be mayor, his seat still has two more years left on it as he was recently just reelected. So You could either appoint or do a special election. That is.
Yeah, I think
big news.
The thinking was put it on the consent agenda because that way, you know, you can always pull it for discussion if council members have some concern, and also if it needs to be pulled for some reason around the calendar shifting. But that way, it's there; it's on notice for folks to be able to see, and so folks can kind of know that's what they're thinking.
Got it. Yeah. Well, again, that meeting coming up on Tuesday for the Carborough Town Council, and you just mentioned when you were talking about some things you've enjoyed that you have been a part of. The Metro Mayors just had some of their meetings over the last few days. We talked a little bit with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger about that yesterday. Any highlights from this gathering of the mayors this time around?
Yeah, it was really a great gathering. We often have a December meeting where we have outgoing mayors, you know, who kind of get to, you know, say goodbye to the other mayors and get to kind of, you know, rub elbows a little bit. So it was in Durham, which was really fun because, of course, Mayor Shule and I were kind of constantly referred to as the outgoing mayors.
Right.
But it was really nice. We always have great reports, you know, on where we are, you know, in terms of the legislature. We get an update. We got a report actually from someone in D.C. from the Biden administration filling us in on things. We looked at, you know, what our group had accomplished over the last year. Yesterday afternoon, we went on a tour of downtown Durham, and it included a tour of the Chesterfield building, which is was the last of the tobacco warehouses to be renovated. And it's kind of a wet lab, if you will. So kind of exciting to see something like that we will, of course, have here in Orange County at some point.
Mm-hmm.
We also got to go to, I think it was Willard Street Apartments, their affordable housing partnership they have with Self-Help and DHIC. And a lot of mayors were asking questions about how that kind of comes together. Hope we see something like that someday on the green tract, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, it was really awesome. This morning, the governor came and spoke with us a little bit. And then the incoming slate for the upcoming year, Mayor Pam Heminger is going to be our chair for the upcoming year. So that's going to be pretty awesome.
That does. It sounds like quite the full couple of days. And hopefully they give you a nice good send-off, too.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
We're speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle. And as we begin to wrap up, anything else happening around the region that you want to let folks know about?
Yeah, let's see. So Carborough-wise, you know, traditionally, as you probably have been announcing this, but of course, usually the Elf Market, the Art Center Elf Market, is going to be here at University Place tomorrow. I usually go to the one when it's in Carborough, so folks, you can see a lot of really, really cool things that are here tomorrow from 10 to 5. Next weekend, I think it's Friday night, December 10th? But the tree lighting will be at Carborough Town Hall. And it's going to begin at 6 o'clock. Local school children, a community singing group also, and that's always kind of a fun evening. We, you know, get the lights on, and that'll be kind of going on. Damon will be overseeing all of that, right? And then urging folks, you know, continue to look to Carborough for your holiday needs. You can go to CarboroughCheer.com, and that's the CBA's site. It gets you through the chamber site that houses the CBA, and just a great, great, the list is so intensive of just different things you can think of in terms of gifts to give people. They have 9 different gift categories you can look through.
It is an incredible resource. I have used it in the past and plan on doing so again this year as not just an inspiration, but also a true guide of kind of how to shop local in this holiday season. Well, as we kind of mentioned off the top, thank you again so much for your time over all of these years coming on to Conversations with the Mayors, Lydia. We really appreciate it. Appreciate getting to know you this way over the last years. I've taken over the host of the show. I know Aaron feels the same way when he was hosting the afternoon show, too. And we look forward to you looking forward for your break. And, we'll be reporting on Tuesday as that switch happens at the mayorship.
Yeah. Well, it's been great, Brighton. And you'll see me around.
I was going to say, I have a feeling this is not the last time that you will be on the air with us. But thank you nonetheless. And as always, we do appreciate the time.
Thank you.